We also have a great band out of the West Coast, the Northwest. And we're looking forward to having 8 days clean with us. And they're going to be on, of course, halfway through the show. And we're going to be doing some music from both. And most importantly, our show here, Rockers in Recovery, is all about people that, of course, can carry a message of hope in their music. And most importantly, show people that we are not a glum lot. We have fun in what we do. I'm John Hollis. I'm the host for the next hour. And I thank you again for tuning in. If you are local here in Boca Raton, Florida, this coming weekend, we have a great show coming up. It's Recovery Comedy, One Laugh at a Time. And it's going to be right down the street here at the Caldwell Theater, 7901 North Federal Highway, Boca Raton. And you can call for tickets at 877-245-7432. I want to thank our sponsors for tonight's show. And, of course, that's SoundPillow at soundpillow.com. You can also find them on their Facebook, SoundPillow Facebook. Check them out. They're really, really cool. They got some great stuff. We also have, of course, the Crossroads Center of Antigua, Mr. Eric Clapton. They're the sponsors of tonight's show, and we want to thank them along with Willard Water. We want to thank all of our sponsors for making this possible. We also want to take the time to, of course, let you know that Holistic Lifestyles Radio is on the air 15 hours a week. 15 hours a week of course, Addiction Recovery Radio. And what we'd like to talk about is how we can help people to get hope. And if you're hopeless and you're out there tonight and you need help, there is a way out. And, of course, there's all types of different alternatives and different ways that you can do that. And if you listen to this show and you find something that fits for you, then, utilize it. And we want to thank, WNN 1470 AM. And, of course, we have Ken behind the glass. And Ken is our tech tonight, and we want to thank Ken for stepping up to the insanity because it was raging just before we went live. And that's part of, welcome to live radio. But we've been having fun, you know, putting these different shows together. We've been on the air for over a year and a half. We're going on 2 years of on the air now, and we have produced over 600 radio shows. And we, of course, link to intherooms.com, My Sober Scene, a bunch of different Facebook accounts. And, of course, we stream through Blog Talk Radio and, WNNradio.com. And we are on the airwaves in South Florida from North Miami Beach all the way up to, of course, the Cape Canaveral area. So we look forward to, of course, all of our online listeners and our local listeners on the airwaves to enjoy the show, kick back, and we're going to go out to our first break. And when we come back, we're going to have Richie Supa. And, of course, Richie Supa is from Aerosmith, wrote the great song of Amazing. And when Richie comes on, he's going to tell us how that song was made. He's going to talk to us about how it all happened. And, of course, chipping away at the stone. And When Lightning Strikes and Pink. And these are all the different songs that he actually put together with Aerosmith and wrote them, and they rocked them away. And it's been years for some of them, especially When Lightning Strikes. That's been around forever. And, of course, Amazing. What a great story that is. So we'll, as a matter of fact, there it is right there. Listen to that. Some good stuff, man. And we will look forward to, of course, having Richie on here momentarily. We'll go out to our first break, and when we come back, Richie Supa.
SoundPillow. SoundPillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, and fear, causing long, sleepless nights. SoundPillow can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. SoundPillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go to www.soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. While you're there, check out the many endorsements from addiction treatment centers using the SoundPillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call SoundPillow toll-free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488, and let the healing begin. Remember, SoundPillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. Call 877-846-6488.
During the summer, my kids are a virtual bug buffet for mosquitoes, chiggers, ants, and other creepy crawlers I can't even name. Unfortunately, many of the bug bite remedies on the market are full of toxins that are bad for the environment and my kids' health. Luckily, we have Willard Water. Willard Water is non-toxic and helps alleviate the symptoms of bug bites without filling my kids full of harmful toxins. Willard Water helps dull the pain and itching that often accompany bug bites. Willard Water has also been found to help the body heal itself faster by accelerating our body's natural healing processes. When bugs start feasting on my kids, I use Willard Water. If you care about your kids and the environment, you should too.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Legendary rocker Richie Supa. Richie, you with us?
Here.
All right. And you know something? I heard the story the other night, and you know it's an amazing story how you put that song together. And of course, you have been around the industry for a long, long time, and you went through the understanding that sex, drugs, and rock and roll were the thing of the '60s and the '70s. And of course, you 22 years ago shook that stigma. And one day at a time, 22 years later, you're sitting here, a rocker in recovery. And, you know, with that message, you've, graciously given your time and your energy to all types of people in recovery to be able to carry that message. And we thank you and we applaud you for carrying that message. And just give us a little bit of background on, you started out with a rock group in the 60s, didn't you?
Yeah, I started, playing bands in Long Island, and there was two or three bands that were emerging from the Long Island scene in the late 60s and early 70s, and one was Billy Joel, another was my band called the Rich Kids, and Leslie West, who had a band called the Vagrants, and later went on to become Mountain. And so we kind of all played around the Long Island and New York area, and kind of made a name for ourselves. And from there, I wound up getting a recording contract, and I did Hair on Broadway, and that wasn't floating my boat, although that was a great moment for me because it got me exposed and I got a record deal. But I was a band guy. I always wanted to be a songwriter, so I only did Broadway for seven or eight months.
How did you enjoy the Hair end of it? I mean, that must have been really intense for you.
It was pretty interesting for a guy who was a band guy suddenly,
getting naked
acting
on stage,
and doing musicals, and taking my clothes off. And it was quite an eye-opening experience, to say the least.
I went and I seen the production in the early 90s, and of course I'm a little bit younger than you, but I seen the production, and I was like, man, how could anybody, get up there and do that? I get a hard time with it, you know what I mean? So,
what I found out, that it's really easy when you're in a party mode to take your clothes off, but when you have to take your clothes off and you don't want to, that becomes difficult.
But eloquently, you made it through this time period up until you ran into some issues. And I guess you got hooked up with Steven Tyler, correct? And you guys started to work together?
Yes, we were managed by the same management company back in the late mid '70s. A company called Lever Krebs, which was the place to be. They had, Aerosmith and Ted Nugent and Mahogany Rush and all the bands that were emerging, and myself and Michael Bolton was there, and it was a meeting. We met in they were coming out of a management meeting, and I was going in, and we hooked up, and then he heard I was a singer-songwriter. He heard some of my songs, and he heard a particular song called "Chip Away the Stone," which he loved so much that he flew to L.A. and sang harmony on my album. Turns around that, a year later it was on an Aerosmith album. So that's what started the whole ball rolling for me with them.
Actually, that's what we started out tonight's segment with, was chipping away his phone.
Yeah.
And Amazing, of course, came along down the road, because, of course, everybody had to go through what they had to go through to get to where we're at today, correct?
Well, yeah. Listen, my story is no secret. I mean, it's in the Aerosmith Walk This Way autobiography. I mean, I was arrested for possession. I think after one of the world tours, I was touring with Aerosmith as a member of the band, and to make a long story short, when I finished my sentence and came out and got a year clean, they allowed me back around the band, because Steven was also in the program, and I was at a meeting of one of the conventions here, and they had what they call a beach ball meeting, and it was 200 or 300, 400 people in an auditorium, and they would throw this big beach ball up in the air, and they would bat it around, and when the horn blew, whoever had the ball in their hand was the one that had to stand up and share. And lo and behold, this girl who had just came, she had 20 minutes clean, came in, stood up, and said, I kept the right ones out and let the wrong ones in all my life. And I freaked. I wrote it down, I called Steven that night after the meeting, and I told him, I said, this girl stood up and said, all my life I kept the right ones out and let the wrong ones in. He said, yeah, I had an angel of mercy to see me through all my sin. And that's, I think, 2 days later, I was on a plane to L.A., and I had half the song written, and we finished it in L.A.
It's just amazing. It gives me goosebumps to think that, God speaks through people, and he speaks through people in their music, and he speaks through people in their lifestyles and how they show up, and you definitely...
Oh, absolutely.
It's an amazing process, mm-hmm. The spiritual aspect of this.
Yes.
And do you find that with music you're able to touch people in a different way today than, when we were all just running around crazy?
Well, I mean, there's a huge voice in music, and I do my job as a commercial songwriter, and I work, and I write certain songs to get played on the radio, and if I'm in a room, certainly with an artist, I have to stay within the confines of what that artist needs. But I do I write a lot of songs about my journey through addiction, little by little, I'm assembling an album of really deep stuff that addicts are going to get, like the song "In the Rooms" that I wrote.
Mm-hmm. For the In the Rooms .com social media site.
Yeah, for the network, for the site, we submitted it, and it won Song of the Year last year at the Prism Awards, yep. Which is sort of like the Emmys for TV and TV shows that deal with the themes of addiction and drug abuse and alcohol abuse, and so that was thrilling to go to L.A. at the Beverly Hills Hotel and perform it in front of the cast of Grey's Anatomy and Dr. Drew and all these movie stars from TV. It was just, you know, and they called my name, and it was like amazing. So,
well, you know, and again, I think you, when you bring it to that point where you have a new album coming out, and I understand that you have a particular song that's going to be really off the chain, from what I understand.
Well, I just wrote a song called Last House on the Block, and I have a hard time getting through without crying.
Wow.
So I just played it the other day in Nashville for a select group of world-class songwriter friends of mine, and they just were like, no one spoke for about 30 seconds after I finished. And, you know, they're wanting me to demo this thing up quick because there's a certain superstar in the country music field that just came through an addiction thing that he might want to do for his record. So we'll see. But, yes, it's a pretty stunning story of what it was like when I was doing hardcore dope in Manhattan years ago.
You know, it's when I opened up the website or the Facebook site for Rockers in Recovery, I opened it up on Friday, and it was amazing. I had never seen anything like it. We got close to, I think it's like 900 people that have joined since Friday.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And the amazing part to me is that, you know, bands like 8 Days Clean, yourself, you know, of course yourself, that just spread this message everywhere. You carry a message everywhere you go. And it's totally different. When we spoke the other day, you know, we did speak, you know, the other day on the phone. And one of the things that you said to me, and it made so much sense, and I'm really glad you said it, it's like we have to cut the wart off of the music industry that is all about sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And we're not anymore. That's not what it's about. Well, you know, I guess to each his own, but, you know, there's certain people that are carrying a message that it doesn't have to be that way.
Well, you know, I'm a product of I was a young kid at the end of the 60s and 70s and certainly through the 80s. You know, it was all about free love, drugs, the whole Woodstock thing, the whole vibe. That kind of set it spinning in motion. But guess what? None of us knew what the downside was of doing drugs back then. I mean, and it got into our social, the fabric of our society to a point where, you know, people started to suffer. 10 years of doing cocaine and like they couldn't stop, or you know, so there was no downside. We didn't know, and then suddenly it started to creep up. And it's certainly drugs and music are synonymous. Musicians classically, you know, always got high for years. Even the jazz musicians with heroin, and you know, I've done those combinations. Heroin's a very sensual drug until it stops working, and then it owns you. You know, the drug, you do the drug, and then the drug does you.
You know, I heard it eloquently put that, you know, drugs and alcohol give us wings to fly, and then it takes away the sky.
And then it takes away the sky, exactly. And yeah. So, you know, and so that whole stigma of music and drugs is slowly changing because, I mean, guys like me came out of the darkness. I mean, I used to sit in my penthouse in Manhattan and look at all the gold and platinum records on the wall that I wrote completely high, and I said, "Wow, it's not broke. Don't fix it." But I was dying. You know, I was dying slowly, one day at a time. And then things start in the path of addiction. You know, you start creating wreckage, and things start happening. You know, addiction is a very, very negative energy, and negative things start happening. You start getting busted, the cops, accidents, your health starts to decline, you know, and so it's, you know, that's why we talk about, you know, living in the problem versus living in the solution. So we all cross that line into addiction if we have that compulsive gene, and you don't know who has it. Until it's too late.
Yeah, it doesn't come out registered on anybody's forehead. That's
exactly. You can't go get a blood test and say, "Hey, you got the addiction gene."
Mm-hmm.
you know, so, and...
And the young kids today, and, you know, it's like I have, you know, a lot of family members that are very much in the music. I got a couple of young cousins that are, you know, one's a bass player, one's a guitar player. They're big time and actively into music. And it's funny because they're really clean kids. They're, you know, and it's and I guess they seen everything that, you know, the uncles and the cousins went through. They said they don't want to go in that direction. Maybe that's part of it for them. But in a lot of cases, there's a lot of bands out there now that just aren't going in that direction, and I applaud them too. So it isn't just like everybody's, you know, still using. There are certain people out there that just have never used, and guess what? They've come up with you know, a solution of hanging out and not using and just getting into the tunes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the music is a high. Listen, when I put the drugs down, I didn't think that there was a possibility of me ever creating music again because it you know. Getting high is a ritual, just like rolling a joint. Smoking a joint is one half of the equation. It's the rolling, it's the cleaning the seeds, it's the, a junkie is putting the liquid in the spoon and mixing the dope in, drawing it in the needle, you know. I mean, I did all of that stuff, and it's just, it's very ritualistic. And, you know, once you walk away from it, you start missing stuff. You start missing that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So it's psychotraumatic. It's also a physical addiction, but it's also, you know, somebody said if you cut your head off, your body would be fine. So I really believe that, you know.
That's a funny part.
If you cut your head off, your body would be fine.
And you know something? When your thought process is like it is, because, again, you know, addiction centers in the mind. And when you think about that aspect of it, if we could change out our brains or just, you know, send it out for dry cleaning, it would be great, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Richie, it's a pleasure. And, of course, it was great to have you on. This is the first show of Rockers in Recovery, and it's an honor to have you on our show.
Well, I'm so glad that you're out there, John. You know, I'm so grateful for recovery. I wouldn't be anywhere above ground breathing today. If I wasn't able to walk into a room of Narcotics Anonymous and put my hand up and say, I need help. And I wouldn't be here. I tried rehabs. I got thrown out of every rehab. I was sent there, remanded there by the judge. And it didn't really stick, but the meetings stuck for me. And so I'm truly grateful. And so this is just another layer of, it's another safety net that kids have out there, guys like you and the radio show and intherooms.com and all these things, you know, there's, you know, it's, we're surrounded now. I didn't have that while coming up as a kid.
It's and I guess, you know, we all are able to carry that message. You in a eloquently, you know, put way of, you know, the new album that you're coming out with, Last House on the Block,
mm-hmm.
to Amazing and to all of the other music that touches people's hearts. And that's, you know, I think we all want to touch people. When we get sober and we start doing things differently than we did before, we get bit by that bug that we want to carry that message that touches somebody's heart in a different way.
I mean, people, kids get it. I mean, I'll share this quick and then we'll finish. I was playing with Aerosmith, I think, in 93 at the Miami Arena, and Steven told me, I was tuning a guitar, and he told me to turn around and look at the back of the arena, and I didn't. He said, do you know why you got clean? And I went, well, yeah, I got clean. I was sick as a dog. He goes, no, do you really want to know why? Turn around and look at the back of the arena. And there was a big banner that said, Stephen and Richie, P.S., we really know what amazing means.
Wow.
With the N.A. symbol. And it was just like, I started crying. I mean, it was like, and I got it. And I knew I was on that path for the rest of my life. So,
Richie, super. And we are honored to have you on the show, Richie, and we're glad to call you our friend. And most importantly, we're great to hear about your new album coming out. We look forward to maybe getting a cut of that so we can play it on the show. We get the permission to play it on the show?
Absolutely. As soon as I get, I'm recording Last House on the Block next week. So as soon as I get it, I'll give you an MP3 and you can launch it on the show and there it is.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
We'll definitely be talking.
You You got it, buddy. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, bye.
And there you go, ladies and gentlemen, Richie Supa. And, of course, get a little bit of a history on Richie and what he's been doing and how he's been doing it and how he's been doing it for 40 years. That's four decades hanging out, rocking and rolling. We're going to go to our, of course, our next break. And when we come back, we're going to have 8 Days Clean. It's a Northwest group out of Seattle area, and they are off the chain. You can't wait to meet these folks. I'm sure if you haven't heard of them, and there's a lot of people that do follow them, if you haven't heard of them, you're going to have a great message of hope tonight. We'll be back right after this message. John Hollis, and of course, I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
After my son was born, my face broke out with red blotches and acne. There's not a single cream, cleanser, toner, or scrub I didn't try to clear up my face. Then my mom recommended I try Willard Water. She's been using Willard Water for years. She recommended spraying some on my face to help clear my skin. I thought, hey, what could it hurt? I could see a difference in no time. Not only did it clear up the breakouts, the Willard Water smoothed the texture and tone of my skin. Now Willard Water is part of my everyday skincare regimen. I've recommended it to my friend who suffers from eczema, and it even worked for her. Now I know what works for me, and that's Willard Water.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Let me tell you about the meditation Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, and fear, causing long, sleepless nights. Sound Pillow can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go to www.soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. While you're there, check out the many endorsements from addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call Sound Pillow toll free, 877-846-8255. 6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Remember, soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. Call 877-846-6488. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
That's 8 Days Clean. And, of course, we're going to go right now to The guys, they have all called in. We got three of them anyway. And it looks like we have, of course, Glenn. Is Glenn with us?
Glenn is.
All right, Glenn, how are you? And who else do we have with us?
Hello?
Yeah, how are you guys? Who else do we have with us? We have three members of the band. We have Glenn that, of course, does a lot of work with them. But it looks like we also have a couple other folks with us. And who are we speaking to from the band?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear you now? Can you hear me?
This is Billy.
Hey, Billy, how are you today?
Hey, how's it going, man?
All right, can you hear us now?
Yeah, there we go.
All right, very good. And listen, Billy, I welcome you to the show. And, of course, do we have Ron, Jeff, and Sean, and Billy? Is that correct?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yeah, this is Jeff.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Jeff, drummer, 8 Days Clean. How you doing, man?
Great to meet you. Great to meet you. And it sounds like we're all trying to come on here. I got you all live. And the phone numbers that are coming up that I was given by Glenn, or a couple of them are a little bit different, but I think that we can all talk with Billy's with us, and Jeff is with us. Is that correct?
Yep, I'm here.
Yes.
All right, great. And Jeff, you are the founder. Is that correct? You and Ron?
Yeah, I'm one of them. We got this thing started about 4 years ago.
Okay, and how did you guys kick it off? What was the... You guys had some clean time, and you decided that this was something that you wanted to dive into, and I'm sure you guys were into the music scene. Were you doing it prior to getting sober? Were you, you know, into the music scene prior to your getting sober?
Yeah. Well, I know for Ron, he was doing a lot of stuff that whole grunge era, and I'd been in a couple of garage bands also, and the whole thing just started out as a jam in my studio/garage, and that's where they always start out at. And he showed up with a couple other guys, and we just started jamming and did that for several weeks, once a week, and then it just took on a life of its own. And, you know, before we knew it, we'd decided, hey, let's do this thing, you know, and thought it was kind of a rare chance to play with all musicians that were in recovery, and it worked out pretty good for us.
And I got a CD from you guys last week, and a great CD, by the way. And
thanks.
Is that the first one you guys put out, or is there other music that you guys have been doing?
Did you get the Angels of Nothing?
That's correct.
That's not the first one. We put out three so far.
Wow.
So that's our latest one.
Great, great stuff, and great videos. I've watched some of your YouTube stuff, and you got some really great stuff going on out there. And I understand
thanks.
That you do a lot of live stuff also. You do a lot of work with different organizations, and you go out on the road, and you do a lot of work with early in recovery people so they can have fun in recovery.
That's a lot of what this is all about, is just, showing people that are new in recovery. You know, the guy that's coming in 30 days, he's going, oh, God, I'm not going to be able to do this, I'm not going to be able to do that, and I'm not going to be able to do this. And we're saying, you know what, you can do anything you want in recovery, and you will have a psychic change. If you do this thing, you'll have a psychic change, and this is just the beginning, you know. That's really what it's all about. This is just the beginning, and you can still
absolutely
have fun. Yeah,
and I understand we have Sean with us. He's the lead guitarist. Sean, do you find that?
Hey, Sean. Hello.
Do you find
hey,
that?
Sean.
Do you
hey,
find
Sean.
That also?
I wasn't sure if I was on yet.
You're absolutely on. Everybody's on right now. We got Ron
all
on,
right.
Jeff on, Sean on, Billy on, and Glenn on. Everybody's on the air.
What's up, guys?
We don't have Ron.
Sweet.
And is Ron? Ron is with us, so we just brought him in.
Yeah, this would be Ron.
Hey, Ron, how are you? I mean, we were just finding out about the how it all began, and of course, Jeff was talking about his end of it. And what was your feelings on being the founder of 8 Days Clean and starting this off and kicking it off? And now you're, you know, three CDs into this, and a lot of great music out there, and a big following. And you know, what was What was your feelings on it when you first kicked it off? Did you think it was going to go to where it's at right now?
Not at all. I am truly grateful for where it's at right now. We were just four guys in recovery just jamming. That was it. We wanted to do a couple shows. I mean, no, we didn't expect what we're involved in now, and I'm over the top grateful for it.
And it sounds, you know, I've talked to Glenn, and Glenn was kind of like the mouthpiece for your band. And Glenn, you're with us, correct?
Yes, I am.
And Glenn, one of the things that you had asked me at the very beginning, because, you know, I get a lot of different inquiries from people to, you know, bring on their books and bring on their music and stuff like that. And I'll tell you, he sent me over some links, and I sat back and I listened to it. And I called him the next day, and I was like, we got to get these guys on. It was that good. And, you know, I don't... And through that, I got to tell you what happened. You know, God works through people. And
absolutely.
I've been sitting for the last probably 3 or 4 months saying, you know something, I don't want to do this thing, Rockers in Recovery. And it's been in my mind, and it's been burning a hole in my brain for months. And I just kept, like, avoiding it. And then finally, you know, when Glenn called... Here we go. We kicked it all off tonight. It's the first night. And you know something? It's an honor to have you guys from the Northwest be a part of this and a new message being carried. And, of course, Richie Supa along with you. You guys were also nominated for a Prism this year, too, weren't you?
Yes.
That's some incredible stuff, man.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's an honor to go where we went, where we started out from, you know?
Yeah.
For four guys who are basically homeless, and you know the story. You know the story.
Yeah.
You know, probably everybody listening right now has been to that point of crawling across a floor, even if it's in their 72 pickup truck, you know, or whatever.
Not everybody. I was in a van.
Right. You were in a van. You high bottom. Come on.
High bottom.
Yeah. Those high bottoms had vans.
That's funny. Hey, where did you guys come up with the name 8 Days Clean?
Ron?
Jeff, why don't you
want to share that one? You want to share that one, Ron?
Too many times. You share it.
Okay, I'll share it. The deal was, we had a different singer at one point, and he was having problems staying clean. And basically, he was confronted on it. And we didn't have a name at that point. And he came in one night and said, "Hey, don't worry about it, man. I've got 8 days clean." And it was like a bell went off. 8 days clean. What a great name, you know.
Great name.
Yeah, and I think I actually voted against it or something. I don't know. It worked out pretty good for him. Of course he did.
Like,
I wanted it like Mud People. Something crazy.
That's classic. Hey, listen, like I said, you know, you God speaks and we laugh sometimes, but it ends up coming out exactly the way he wants it. And here you are, three CDs into great music and great production. Where do you produce your music at?
That album was produced by us and Mark Simmons at Pacific Studios in Tacoma.
Okay.
He is one of the best in Washington and all-around great guy. And it was really nice working with him.
Did you find it was kind of different than just sitting in the old garage and jamming out, that you had to, like, really kind of do things a little bit differently?
That's an interesting question. Well, definitely different than the garage, not our first round in the studio, just first round to being all... for me, especially being in a band where we're all sober, and it was very odd for the producer because he didn't expect it, and he said, "We're crazier than the people that come in there and drink," which I found that kind of disturbing.
Yeah, that was disturbing.
I was like, "What? So we haven't changed a bit? Damn!"
We didn't break out the control room glass, though, you know, so
yeah,
but there's still hope.
Right.
There was no broken bones and no bruises, so everything was good.
Nothing. Yeah, just mischief, you know, nothing, no broken bones, you know, not too many stitches, I don't think. No hospital runs, no nothing like that.
Well,
so.
We're not a glum lot by no means.
Definitely not.
We like to make up nicknames for people. Like, they'll tell us their real name, mm-hmm. and then we just make up a different one for them, and I think that was kind of odd for them because we still call them it. That was just one of the things. Not nothing I can really say on the air, but they were interesting names. So.
Yeah. So if you're listening, Dolphin.
The FCC definitely regulates, so let's be gentle.
And, I'm sure he's got the delay on.
Yeah, absolutely. And we got, we've been hearing from Jeff and Ron. Billy and Sean, what do you think of all the, all of the positive, good insanity that we're talking about?
You know, it's a fantastic message for people new in recovery. That it can be tough, man. And like Jeff, my friend Jeff was saying, you can do anything. All those promises come true. Great stuff. It's a wonderful message.
And Sean and Billy both feed into that.
Yes. What was that?
Billy, are you with us?
Sean, say something.
Oh,
for
is that Sean?
Sake.
Okay. I thought that was Sean I was talking.
My droid is freaking out right now. I've never had this many people talk to.
isn't it great, man? Hey, listen,
Sean,
you know something? Here's the amazing part. The way that we have you, coming into the system here at WNN 1470 AM, I can actually put on 100 at the same time like this. Now, wouldn't that be incredible?
Oh, my gosh. That would be an interesting chat room.
Do it. Let's do it.
Let's do at least 50.
Good, everyone call in.
So, Billy.
We'll get 50 on there and call it the half measures room or something.
Oh, that's classic.
Yeah.
Billy, did you find this to be, a good thing for you and your recovery and getting part? It sounds like you guys have really become a family unit and you really, are into carrying the message, and that's great, but you've also formed a bond with each other.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's another wonderful brick in the foundation of recovery, man. It's a new family for sure, and it just keeps growing.
And you carry when you go out in public and you're starting to and you're doing your gigs and from what I understand you got pretty sizable following that actually show up at the concerts and how many people are you normally getting at your concerts now?
Oh, a few hundred. A few hundred.
Really depends on the venue,
mm-hmm.
We've been playing to a lot of packed houses,
That's beautiful.
And we've had the opportunity to do a few outside festivals or shows, and it's cool to look out in a public setting and see acres of people bouncing up and down. It's amazing.
Yeah, in the thousands is always fun.
Yeah, it is amazing, and the energy you get back. That's all cliche stuff, but it's just an amazing thing. We're blessed.
Absolutely. Yes, very.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys heard the first part of the show with Richie Supa. And Richie was talking
fascinating.
Yeah, and Richie was talking about exactly that, about how he, today he gets to be able to carry that message to the kids that might not necessarily understand the way he did when he was coming up, and he's able to carry a message that they don't have to go there today. We get to be powers of example today in ways that we never thought we were going to be, that's for sure. I don't know about you guys, but, we were already talking about the van being the high-bottom drunk here. So I think we all understand that we get to carry a message of hope today that we would not necessarily be able to carry, and we probably, I know for myself, I can't speak for anybody else, but, at best, I should be, slobbering on myself.
Right. And I agree that's that is one of the greatest messages we can convey is that you don't have to be a member of that 27-year-old club anymore. That when we were growing up, it was drugs and alcohol were associated heavily with within the music community and of rock stardom and whatnot, and that doesn't have to be. That is not a reality, and it doesn't have to be. And I think a lot of young kids kind of get under that impression that that's kind of a norm, and man, it's not. It's just like usually looking back at the kids in school, You know, the ones that weren't cool back in school are the cool, successful kids now.
Go figure,
the cool,
huh?
Successful grown-ups. And it's all kind of a, it's kind of an illusion, you know, if that makes any sort of sense there.
And I
think everybody, all the guys will agree with me that it's way funner throwing a TV out of a hotel window,
yes,
clean and sober, than it is loaded.
Yeah, you remember
sober.
It.
Yeah, you can see it with both eyes instead of just one.
You remember it, yeah, and you actually feel bad about it now.
Right. See, there's guilt there, so we got a reason to pull up. Okay, now hold up. Yeah.
I hope they didn't just throw us offline. We're not being serious. We're having fun.
You know something? I like hearing this, you know, because I would actually like to be at the bottom taking pictures as it hit.
Yeah, but watch it because we're really bad shots.
You have to rent it. You have to rent the room because we can't have that.
No, they won't. Hey, listen. Part of recovery for me was that I can actually go to hotels now and they let me in.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
That's great.
You know, at one point, I remember there was a, you know, I don't know if you guys have been here in South Florida, but down in Miami on Biscayne Boulevard, for listeners that are listening locally, they'll know about the different motels that line the strip of Biscayne Boulevard. And they're all owned by, of course, Oriental people. So I would show up at these places, and I would walk in, and they would be like, oh, no room for you. No, you know, you go now. You go now. You know, stay here.
Sounds like Tacoma.
Yeah. That sounds like Tacoma, doesn't it, Glenn?
It does.
South Tacoma way.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you that I'm really glad that we had you on. And Glenn, I guess you guys are going to be doing some live shows. You're starting it out, and you have an event that's going to be taking place, and that's going to be happening in several different states. Is that correct?
Well, actually, I think we're looking at about three states, actually.
Okay.
Washington, Oregon, California. Recovery Palooza, the first ever West Coast run of it, and going to be doing that in August. We're going to start right around August 20th in Portland, I think 19th or 20th, whatever Ron
August,
decides.
August
and then
19th in Portland.
Okay, and then we got, like, we're going to be going to San Francisco, then San Diego, Costa Mesa. We got playing around L.A. a few times, and then just keep working our way back up north, and it's going to be an awesome thing. It's a grassroots tour. You know, we're playing Alano clubs and recovery, you know, clean and sober venues. All the shows,
all free.
We decided that all the shows are going to be free.
Yeah, that's, you know, something I want to stop you there for a minute because that's incredible. I am really, like, it's an awe to me that you guys are doing this and you're doing it in pretty much out of your own pockets and through sponsorship, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, unless you have a rich listener that wants to send Ron a check, we can give them the address right now. But, you know, it's going to be a fun thing.
Excuse me, Uncle Charlie, can you support this tour, please?
it's a labor of love for me and the other guys in this band to be able to do this. And some of the people that are getting on board, it's just starting to really blow us away, like the, you know, the 24/7 Recovery Channel, your radio station, In the Rooms, you know, In the Journey magazine, Recovery Radio. You just, you know, we got a list of about six pretty major people that are into carrying a message of hope, and it's just an awesome thing to be part of. You know, I'm really glad I made it.
Well,
glad I got it back.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing because God brings people into everybody's lives for a reason, and we all get to be able to work together and carry a message of hope, and that's what this was all about. When I sat down and me and my wife took the undertaking, and we ate a lot of beans, and we still do, and the bottom line is that we carry a message. And of course, you don't want to be in our living room because we do eat a lot of beans.
There's charcoal, Bill, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like Jeff has that same issue.
He does.
Yeah. They just keep accusing me, no matter what happens, no matter what strange smells come out.
It was the dog.
Yeah. Unjustly accused.
It was the dog. It wasn't
laughing.
You.
Yeah, you know, I had one more thing I wanted to talk about with this whole online.
Of course
the way this has grown online. You were talking a little bit about the Rockers in Recovery and how it's up to like 900 fans already. It's obvious we have a huge amount of people that you know, are going online in between meetings, and you know, they spend a lot of time there helping each other, and gotten a lot of them involved. I'm sure the band will agree. I mean, none of this is even remotely possible without everybody getting behind this, you know, and wanting this. It's an awesome thing, you know, to be to have that kind of people behind the scenes doing the work, because, you know, we certainly couldn't do it all. You know, I mean,
absolutely.
a lot of people hammering away, trying to make this happen.
And the other,
there's a lot of people that volunteer their time. Mm-hmm. You know, as far as they will haul gear, they've went out of state with us. They've just, you know, take off time from work and, you know, drive. Just, I mean, it's amazing how much people have backed this, man. It's nothing but just thanks, and it makes you, it humbles you, you know, that
yes.
people will get behind you so much if you're. If you're doing the, you know, trying to do something positive, you know,
absolutely.
That's what, you know, that's what keeps us going when we're, you know, all hating each other and arguing, and not that ever happens, but theoretically, that could ever happen, you know.
Patience, love, and tolerance, my brother.
That's right, yeah. Because we practice these principles all the time. yeah, but that keeps us going, you know.
Well, you know something, guys. I'm really, really glad that you were on the show with us tonight, and it's been a pleasure, and I'm looking forward to having you back. And most importantly, Ron, Jeff, Sean, Billy, and Glenn, 8 Days Clean, great, great album. Listen to me, I'm aging myself, CD that they just came out with. And, of course, give us the title of all three of your CDs so that way people can find out where to get them and where to buy them so that way they can support your cause.
Okay, we got Skeletons was our first one, which, sorry, is no longer available. Second Column, which is our second CD, and Angels of Nothing, which is our third, and you can download it online from iTunes or CD Baby, or you can visit our eBay store, the 8 Days Clean store on eBay.
Sounds
good. Or come to a show and we'll sign it. We'll sign it for you, and that keeps us going, man. Selling the albums and our merch keeps us going.
And if there's any Uncle Charlies out there that would like to write him a check, you can go to the same place.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all the same places. We would love it. Either way, we're still coming out on tour, and it's not going to cost the participants a thing.
Well, that's great stuff, guys. And thank you for carrying a message. Thank you for, you know, diligently showing up to life in a sober, responsible way and carrying a message of hope. And I thank you for that.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, John.
All right, guys.
Awesome show.
Thank you.
John, thanks a lot, man.
And no problem, man. And we're going to definitely have you back and understand something. When you guys start doing the shows, let me know. Maybe I can get out to one. I'll fly out from the East Coast.
All right.
Awesome.
We'd love to.
All right, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Pay for that.
Can we stay in your hotel room?
Can you throw TVs out? As long as it isn't a plasma, I'm okay. All right, guys, it's been fun. All right.
Yeah.
All right, and we're going out. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the first show of Rockers in Recovery. And if you're listening live, we just got done with 8 Days Clean, a Northwest Seattle band. And, of course, what a great band it is. And they are really, really, really off the chain, as you can hear. We had a great time. With them, and of course Ron, Jeff, Sean, and Billy, and you can go to 8 Days Clean on Facebook. They got a great Facebook page, by the way. Check them out. Also, check out Rockers in Recovery on Facebook, and you can also go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. I want to thank Sound Pillow for making this show possible. I want to thank Clapton's Antigua Crossroads for making this possible, and Willard Water. We're out for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon with, of course, Louie the Couch. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. And our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors.
Summer is here, and that means higher electric bills for all of us. As part of our ongoing effort here on the Steve Kane Show to slash your energy costs, I want to tell you about the KISS Reflective Heat Shield. After I had the system installed in our home, about an hour later, the thermostat shut off, yet the house remained cool throughout the day without the AC going back on. Less AC, less energy consumed, lower electric bills. The KISS Electric Shield has been approved by the federal government to qualify for a tax credit under the American Recovery Act, and it's also been granted the Mr. Electric approval. Homeowners, call KISS Energy Solutions today for a free energy analysis, and they're going to give you a free $100 gift card from restaurant.com. It's time to put your house in the shade and kiss those high electric bills goodbye. Call 954-380-7283. That's 954-380-7283. Tell them Steve Kane sent you.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.